Earlier this year, a prisoner with severe mental illness died in an overheated cell at Rikers Island, the largest jail in New York City. When he was found, the temperature in his cell was reportedly at least 100 degrees. The exact cause of his death is still under investigation, but Elisa Roth reports the case is renewing attention to a long-standing problem in jails and prisons.
Dr. Susie Vassallo grew up in Texas, so she's not afraid of heat. But she still remembers her reaction when she stood in an unair-conditioned prison cell one summer.
What interested me is when you close the doors, they had just little dots in them, which provided any ventilation from the outside. Even after 5 minutes, it was absolutely stifling. It was inconceivable to live there 23 hours a day, day after day.
Vassallo is a physician and a professor at NYU's medical school. She's also an expert on heat-related illnesses, who's often called to testify in lawsuits about temperatures in jails and prisons. And she says for most people, those conditions are uncomfortable. But for some people, they're actually dangerous because health conditions or medications they take make them more sensitive.
Specific conditions, such as mental illness and the medicines used to treat it, or high blood pressure or diabetes, we think of those conditions and the medications used to treat as rendering those people more susceptible to heat.
People can suffer long-term consequences from heat-related illnesses. Prisoners' rights lawyers and other people have been arguing literally for decades about what constitutes a reasonable temperature. But the issue's taken on more urgency recently because the populations of both elderly and mentally ill prisoners have been growing. One of those lawyers is Mercedes Montagnes, and she says prisoners have a right to certain things.
Food, access to drinking water, a roof over their heads, medical care.
And, she argues, reasonable temperatures. She filed a lawsuit last year demanding that the heat index, which is a calculation of heat and humidity, on Louisiana's death row not go above 88 degrees. She knows plenty of people outside prison don't have air conditioning. But unlike prisoners, they have the freedom to do something about it.
Of course, those individuals have the ability to go to a freezer, to get cold water, to go to a mall, to go to a movie theater, to take action in order to mitigate the effect of the heat on them.
And the argument for air conditioning prisons has found allies in some unlikely places. Last year, a group of prison guards from Texas joined a lawsuit against the state's Department of Corrections.
The officers are required to enter housing areas and work in housing areas where the inmates are housed and are exposed to this constant bombardment of heat.
Lance Lowry is a former prison guard in Texas who now works with the Guards Union. He says guards have many of the same health conditions as prisoners do, so obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, even mental illness.
Officers frequently suffer from heat cramps and a lot of heat illnesses.
He says prisoners are harder to manage in the heat, and there are more fights and more psychiatric emergencies. Texas is among several states facing lawsuits over temperatures in its correctional facilities. And because of the ongoing litigation, it wouldn't talk on the record. But in a statement, the Corrections Department did say it tries to mitigate the high temperatures. Keith Price is a professor of criminology and sociology at West Texas A&M and a former Texas warden. He says prison is not a five-star hotel. And prisoners need to acknowledge that.
You know, they don't get to go get a cheeseburger whenever they want to either. So, I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of things that you give up when you become incarcerated.
On the other hand, he says, it's important to accommodate prisoners who are heat sensitive. The challenge is, it's hard to know exactly how many prisoners are living in what would be considered overheated conditions. But for example, lawyers say that of the more than 150,000 prison beds in Texas, only around 550 are climate controlled. For NPR News, I'm Elisa Roth in New York.